and can access, so that there's a way for families to identify their loved ones. And then, like Italy has done once before, you know, recover the boats from the sea. You know, it can be expensive, but it is doable. So many boats just drop to the bottom of the sea and that's it. You know, it's like they're forgotten. And there is a way to deal with that. And then, you know, as I talked with the International Committee of the Red Cross, for the people who don't have bodies, there is a way to interview survivors, interview smugglers, reach out to the communities from which the passengers came in order to devise a probable passenger manifest so that you can at least families know this is probably what happened. Someone saw or knew that your loved one was on this boat and they didn't make it. You know, there is a way to do that, and there have been efforts to do that, but with not much support. Because, you know, for example, some of these shipwrecks have just been atrocious. You know, there was one in 2015 where it was basically like a large fishing boat, like 20 meters, crammed with 1,000 people. There were people under the floorboards, young people under the floorboards, people under the hull. You know, the scientists working on it later said it reminded her of a slave ship. You know, the way people were packed on there, people had to pay extra for life jackets after already paying, you know, some $2,000 just to board the boat. So it's so inhumane the way people are being forced to cross to Europe. And that is, by the way, because there are not safer migrant crossings. There are not more open migrant routes. You know, we're forcing migrants to do this, to flee oppression and to flee so many circumstances in this inhumane way. Then a lot of them don't survive. And then there's not even the dignity given to their dead bodies, given to their families to identify who they were.
And do any countries keep databases?
Not really. I mean, the country that has done the most, again, is Italy, because they have this lab, but it's not really enough. It's a very, you know, it's a university lab, staffed by a lot of volunteers doing this on their own time. These Southern European countries have vowed to, you know, they promised, they said, we're going to do a database, but none of them have submitted any info yet.
And finally, when you talk about the reason migrants come, try to leave as they flee persecution, violence, poverty.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, a lot of them are fleeing repression, violence, economic circumstances, poverty, and also climate change, drought, extreme weather. Their ways of life have just become unlivable in a lot of the places they're leaving. And
so,
you know,
often
no one
caused
really
by the countries they are fleeing
exactly
to that are trying to prevent them from coming in.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of them don't want to leave. You know, they don't want to leave their communities, their homes, their parents, their children. And yet they do. You know, it's astounding to me the extent to which people risk their lives to get to Europe, only to die or be turned away.
Alexis Okeowo, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Staff writer for The New Yorker and author. Their latest piece for The New Yorker is headlined, The Crisis of Missing Migrants. What has become of the tens of thousands of people who've disappeared on their way to Europe? We'll link to it at democracynow.org. And a fond farewell to our remarkable video fellow, Mary Conlon. Thank you for all you've contributed to at Democracy Now! It's always been an honor to work with you. Now you are forever a part of our DNA. That's Democracy Now! Alumni. And that does it for our show, Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Werner, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkop, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen. I'm Amy Goodman. Thank you so much.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man cry. Thought I heard a young man crying today. You didn't hear no young man crying. You did not hear no. There is no more morning dew. What they've been saying all these goddamn years has come true. I knew it was. Now there's no more morning dew.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. We have a strange situation here in Pinckney Hall this morning. Apparently, the only way you can hear this live broadcast is going onto the internet. I wish there was some way I could tell those of you who are trying to hear me on broadcast radio to turn off the radio and see if you can fire up the computer, because that's the only way you're going to hear this show. I'm sure we will get this fixed in due time, but I'm afraid we're going to have to put up with it for this morning. For those of you who can hear me, what we're going to do today is we're going to pay homage to the Golden Festival, which was an annual Balkan music festival that happened in New York City until 2019. There was no festival in 2000 or 2001 because of COVID. And after that, there was no festival because they tore down the building that was ideally suited to host such a gathering, and it has not been replaced. So normally, Kenny Joe would have been in New York this weekend for the festival. So, yeah, but here I am in Pittsburgh, and we're going to make the best of it. And after giving you some new music, we're going to play music from groups that have performed at the Golden Festival to give you a taste of what we have lost. The song that we started out with was by the Jeff Beck Group from their first album, Truth. It was Bonnie Dobson's song, Morning Dew. Let's see, this record came out in 1968, and Bonnie wrote it in, I believe, the early 60s. And at the time, people weren't worried about global warming. They were very much worried about nuclear war, but thought that that was a good song to play today to pay homage to Jeff Beck, who passed away a couple of days ago. Okay, so that's if you're listening to me on your computer or your handheld telephone, yeah, that's what you're going to hear. Lord knows what you're hearing if you've got your radio dial turned to 88.3. Before we get into the new music here, let me read you a couple of old PSAs today. I try to stay away from the old ones because they have facts and figures in them, which you know, after 16 years, they may not be true. But I'm pretty sure this one's still true. Adopting a homeless pet from animal friends will change your life for the better. Pets offer us companionship. They make us healthy by encouraging us to walk and play. Pets make us well by making us laugh. You can meet adoptable dogs, cats, and rabbits today by visiting thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Okay, and now we're going to tell you something about getting a job, okay? The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. The resumes, not the HR manager. We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone. Today in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million it has a number in it, more than 4 million entry-level positions. It's probably bigger today. And because of related hiring outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent, 6 million young adults. Despite their high motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials employers value. So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. Now, come to think of it, that's not so much about getting a job as hiring people. I think that's who it's pitched to, but well, we read it anyway. So we'll turn on the music.
When you're lost, you're paying the cost just to mute. 26, he flipped a switch, pulled himself out of a ditch. At 27, he had a plan to stand up tall and be a man. He said, if it's sad, I'll cry. If it's funny, I'll laugh. If I lose my way, I'll just stop and ask. And if someone asks me how I feel, I'll just tell them the truth. And if kindness were a spirit, I'll be 100 proof. 34 couldn't ask for more. True love knocked upon his door. 35, a baby girl came along and changed his world. He said, if it's sad, cry. If it's funny, laugh. If you lose your way, just stop and ask. And if someone asks you how you feel, just tell them the truth. And if kindness were a spirit, be 100 proof. The end. A broken heart that wouldn't mend. At 53, he'd found the key in that old recipe. If you're sad, cry. If it's funny, laugh. If you lose your way, just stop and ask. And if someone asks you how you feel, just tell them the truth. And if kindness were a spirit, be 100 proof. 101 and still having fun, enjoying all the reruns. By 102, he was through, and his family gathered as families do. Said if you were sad, he'd cry. If you were funny, he'd laugh. And if you lost your way, he'd help you find the path. And if he asked you how you felt, you'd always tell him the truth. Because if kindness were a spirit, he'd be 100 proof. They said if you were sad, he'd cry. If you were funny, he'd laugh. And if you lost your way, he'd help you find the path. And if he asked you how you felt, you'd always tell him the truth. Because if kindness were a spirit, he'd be 100 proof. If kindness were a spirit, he'd be 100 proof.
Let me tell you what we played in that new music set. We started off with the Monophonics doing War Paint off of their most recent CD, Sage Motel. And then we had a couple of tunes from North of the Border. We had Doomed to Repeat by King of Foxes. The name of their initial CD is Twilight of the Empire. At least I think it's the initial one. And after that, we had Julian Taylor doing 100 Proof off of his Beyond the Reservoir CD. That's the only song on that CD that Julian Taylor did not write himself. I understand it is gets a lot of radio play north of the border. I had a bad moment there when I thought, oh my God, I put on Freight Train. But no, it was not Freight Train. It was 100 Proof. Okay. So what are we going to read for you this time? So many reading chores here. I don't know. We'll find something. I'm not going to tell you about Democracy Now. You probably heard about it, but I probably just listened to it. Okay. Here are a couple of programs that we're going to commend to your attention. One of them is this afternoon. So for those of you that have short memories, remember this one. It's happening at 2:30 this afternoon. Four senior chemistry majors, affectionately labeled the Chem Squad, find time in their busy schedules each week to meet up and chat. Topics include rampant roasts, trending tea, and lots of sneaky shenanigans. Four friends, one major, endless possibilities. Fridays at 2:30 on WRCT. And then we have on Sunday nights, pull up a chair. It's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Sunday nights, 6 to 7 p.m. only on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and streaming live at WRCT.org. And if any of you are listening to this on WRCT.org and you think that your friends or neighbors may be trying to listen to it on broadcast radio, please give them a nudge and tell them to turn on their computer. Hopefully this will be corrected soon, but it's probably not going to be corrected while I'm on the air. Speaking of my being on the air, my memory isn't so good, but I think that Zombo is not going to be here today, so we might, there's some cleanup chores that Kenny Joe has here at the station, so we may be on for a little bit after 10. If Zombo doesn't show up, that's what's going to happen. Of course, he's going to show up on the airwaves because we're going to repeat one of the fine Zombo shows from the past if he is not physically here. Okay, so we're going to get into music from people that have been in that have played in the Golden Festival, which is be a variety of Balkan music. By the way, the definition here of Balkan is very broad. The first two songs we're going to play are, I better tell you two things. I'm going to tell you about the first two songs. They're both Ukrainian songs. And I'm also going to tell you about these people. Now, the Balkan Festival normally does not attract people from across the ocean. And it is mostly groups that are composed of people that do not share an ethnicity with the music they play. So do not assume that the first two. I can tell you for a fact that the second song I'm going to play is by a band that originally one of the co-founders of the band was a first-generation Canadian with a Ukrainian ancestry. But that's kind of rare. A lot of these, a lot of the music that you're going to be hearing today are done by people that have little or no connection with the ethnicity of the music, which it just goes to show you how universal music is. So here we go. Enough from me.
Ой, гарная, гарна, як тая горлиця.
Ой, гарная, гарна, як тая горлиця. Найміща уступить, гей, гой, найміща уступить, гей, гой, найміща уступить, скуття параліча. Найміща уступить, гей, гой, найміща уступить, гей, гой, найміща уступить, смуття парадніча.
Смуття парадніча, з поля робітниця.
Смуття парадніча, з поля робітниця. Ой, я така гарна, гей, гой, така гарна, як небі зірніча. Ой, я така гарна, гей-гой, ой, я така гарна, гей-гой, ой, я така гарна, як небі зірніча. Гарна була, гарна, не було мій парі. Гарна
мной, хлопці, йшли, гей-гой, так за мною, хлопці, йшли, гей-гой, так за мною, йшли, хлопці, як дощові хмарі. Так за мною, хлопці, йшли, гей-гой, так за мною, хлопці, йшли, гей-гой, так за мною, йшли, хлопці, як дощові.
Тому коса добре косе, кому мила єси носить я, ой, і мене би та косила, гей я. Мені мила єсти носила.
Наори пень до праве, а ми милий кучерявий, гей я, ой. Кучерки на ним скачуть, гей я, ой, я. Кучерки на ним скачуть, каріочка за ним плачуть, гей я.
Як яся добре маю, на горбачко кежу маю, гей я, ой. Кежу маю на горбачко, гей я, ой, я. Кежу маю на горбачко, серце на фраєрочку, гей я, ой. Кежу маю на горбачко, гей я, ой, я. Кежу маю на горбачко,
We started that last set off with a vocal group from New York, Smetana. There's no L there. Smetana. Oihana was the name of the song that was off of their First Light CD. We followed that up with the Lemon Bucket Orchestra from Toronto, from their, I think it's their first CD, Cheeky. The name of the song was Tomokosa. Both of those songs are Ukrainian songs. And then we had a couple of brass bands. We had Rhea Brass Band from New York doing Bloody Knuckles off of This Train Is Now. And then a little more contemporary brass band sound from the West Philadelphia Orchestra, ARG, from Bathtub Jams. West Philadelphia Orchestra is one of my favorites, and they've been at Pittsburgh at least twice in Pawtucketonk, and I think once outside of Pawtucketonk, but they're a treat to hear. But one thing I will mention is that when we saw them most recently, it was in Johnstown. When was that? Last year? 2 years ago? I don't know. It was in Johnstown, and the personnel was almost completely different from when we had seen them a couple of years before in Pawtucketonk. A lot of these bands are what you might call community bands, where it is nobody in the band is just their main source of income. As a matter of fact, it might not be any income at all. So people kind of come and go, but good bands do a great job of maintaining their musical traditions through changes of personnel. That's not to say they don't get updated, as you just heard. Okay, I got to read one more thing. This is a fun one to read. I'm happy to read this, although it gets my appetite going. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars, not any, in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spackbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, you can call 412-362-SPACK, S-P-A-K, or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spackbrothers, S-P-A-K.com. Yeah, we got two. Maybe they both work, but the first time it's spackbros.com, and then the second time reading through it, it's Spack Brothers. But you might want to try them both. Okay, and I will also tell you, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I'm going to say a word about the next song you're going to hear. The artists here are Eva Salina, she's the vocalist, and Peter Stan, he's on the accordion. This is a... the name of the CD is Sabina, and it is recordings of songs by that were originally done by a Serbian vocalist. I guess the reason I'm mentioning all this is you're also going to hear in this set Eva singing, doing the vocals on a Slavic Soul Party CD. So we got two little bits of Eva, who has had an interesting career with Balkan music. That's all I got to tell you for now.
Yekte tarin dela, urdu bursin dela, cane roma pedroma. Von mekle, pire rom yura, tai urde çabora. Von mekle,
Ignore chavore da de cerove. Thank you. прав, пе мене я став, само як чай ми манге, ой, мандар нашел. О, пацупа, туди манар чая мока, ти дай камере, лакони челе. О, пацупа, туди манар чая мока, ти дай
Okay, let me tell you what was what we played in that track. The last track was from Slavic Soul Party with Eva Selena doing the vocals, Opa Supa, which can be translated as have a beer. That was from their Technocheck Collision CD. Slavic Soul Party probably might be the only one of these bands that I know of, has a regular live gig in Brooklyn. So if you're ever in Brooklyn on Tuesday night, you can go hear Slavic Soul Party. Before that was our second song from West Philadelphia Orchestra, Rasenisa Philadelphia. That was off their Tour de Philly CD. And we started the set off with Eva Celina and Peter Stahn. Peter was the accordion player doing Ave Novem Romaine from Sabina. I don't know. I'm not very good with my Baltic languages, nor any other language other than English, but that's a whole other topic. Okay, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. It is 1 minute after 10. Normally, I would be turning the air studio over to Zombo, but Zombo is not here this week. So while I'm tidying up here, we're going to give you a bonus track. We're going to play something else from the Lemon Bucket Orchestra. We're going to the name of the song is Lume Lume, a very traditional Balkan song. It's off their CD of the same name. And thanks, everybody, for listening, at least those of you who could listen on the Internet. I'm sure that that will be fixed in time. Well, be fixed shortly, I'm sure. But next week, we will be back live and on both the Internet and broadcast radio. So hope to see you then. I think what we're going to do next week is play local songs. There's been some local music piling up here that Kenny Joe would like to play. So that's going to be what's happening next Friday.